closer.
Oh, wow. Okay. My bucket list, well, there's a lot to think about, but one thing I do know is that I first want to travel everywhere in the United States. Everything that the United States owns as far as land, I want to go. I want to meet all the people, all the citizens. I mean, being a citizen, I want to experience all of my country. And then after that, I want to leave this continent and I want to travel all the continents of the world so that I know that I touch all the land that man sees and that man inhabits. And at least I want to try. That would be part of my bucket list. And learning at least 6 more languages. And also I want to eat in every place that I went to on the planet and here in the United States, that is. And what else? Oh, I've never been on a cruise ship, so I want to go on a cruise ship. I've never been on a plane, so of course I'm going to need to be on a plane and a cruise ship, probably go to those places. But I want to do those things, and I want to skydive, and I want to climb a mountain, and I want to deep sea dive as far as a deep sea suit will let me go, like to the abyss. I want to go down there and see life down there. And I want to get married. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. It's Stephen Maxim again. How are you? This is my first thing on the bucket list that I want to do is regain my freedom and show the world the kind of person I am today than the one that I was when I first came to prison, which by far I'm a better person than I was.
For my bucket list, I want to travel the world, become a millionaire, meet some famous celebrities, famous YouTubers, social media, do a lot of charity and community service. Hopefully I become really rich and someday and do a lot of good in society and help people draw closer to God and just contribute a lot to this world. And definitely want to see a lot of historical sites and fun places. You know, Hawaii, New York, just anywhere, Japan, all kinds of places. And enjoy lots of different cuisines and different languages and cultures.
Something that's on my bucket list that I want to die before I die is just to be free again. I wanted to be able to have this wrongful conviction overturned and be able to see my family and everybody know that I didn't do what they say they died. You know, that's my biggest fear. I don't want to die being convicted of something that I didn't do. And freedom mean everything to me, but, you know, a lot of people don't realize how much it means until it's taken. But I tell you, ain't nothing like it. When you're born free, it's the best feeling in the world, the best joy you can have. Because when it's gone, and ain't nothing like it.
See, my bucket list, I want to fall in love like in the movies, you know, that once-in-a-lifetime type love where you can't stand to be apart for more than a couple seconds. I don't know if it's real, but it'd be cool to find out. Number two on my bucket list, probably be go watch my Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Super Bowl live. And number three, have a beer with Adam Sandler. I think that'd be kind of cool.
So this week it's our bucket list. So I have so many things on my bucket list, but I guess the most important one would be that I want to be able to, when I get out, is to take my grandkids fishing and camping and spending time with them. That's probably one of the main things, and show them the things, show them the places that I went to when I was a kid that my parents took us to on vacations, places like Arizona, Bedrock City, Arizona, Quartzsite, the Crystal Mountain there in Arizona, the Grand Canyon, the Carlsbad Caverns, the Grand Canyon Caverns, Yellowstone, Monument Valley, and Four Corners, you know, these, and like Crater Lake, Oregon, and the Oregon Caves, places that they may never get to see, and I got to see these when I was a kid. So I think it'd be taking my grandkids to see all these sites and stuff before I die, and to just spend time with them. So I thank you for this segment. This was really interesting. I had to think about it. I hope everybody is having a good week, and hope all is well.
One of my bucket lists is I want to go in the safe. My bucket list is to always go up in the safe just to see how the earth looks from out of space. That's one of many. Want to hear more? Hit me up and let me know. Peace.
Well, with my bucket list, I'd like to travel around the U.S. and hopefully around the world. Settle down, hopefully get married with someone special. Go on a boat out in the ocean or in the lake. See a sunset from a mountaintop or a cliff somewhere high, along with somebody special. Go to Six Flags Great America because I've never been there before. Go to music festivals or any kind of festival because I've never been. You know, I got locked up at 17, so there's a lot of stuff I haven't done yet. I don't know. I guess there's everything, because I basically ain't done too much. That's why I spend time with someone special when I do everything. That's all.
My bucket list before I die, I would like to regain my freedom again, earn forgiveness from society, start my own private equity firm company, and reunite with my family, live life, be joyful. That's my bucket list.
One of the things I definitely would like to do is travel around the United States tasting food from a lot of different restaurants. It's one of the things I'm interested in doing when I come home.
I would like to go to the Iceland and see the northern lights in the sky.
Yo, what's up? That's your boy, Descartes Montgomery, once again, reaching out to y'all from right here in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, you know, the bucket list, I really don't have things in order like that, but I can't honestly say, once I get out of jail, I do want to get back to the community. I would like to start my business, get right, get into a church or some a fellowship, find me a queen that I can build something with, have kids one day. And like I said, just live financially free, happy, and just have an understanding and balance when it comes to my household. And making sure that my family and friends, everybody who stuck by my side since I've been gone, man, make sure they're happy, you know. Do something for them. Give back, you know. And also, like I said, continue to respect women and just do my thing. And like I say, just enjoy life. Live life, love life, you know. But I hope I answer your question, though. You guys have a good day. All right.
Hello. My bucket list probably consists of taking a trip back to Africa, so I can see how people live over there, see if the things I've heard about Africa are true. But also consists of probably going to California, because I've never been to California either. And I got a couple of family members out there, and I'd like to see how California is. So that's pretty much it. My bucket list just consists of places that I haven't been to and I'd like to go to.
What's going down? This is the legendary Liquid. Life is quality with intellectual diversity. That's the acronym. The legendary Liquid is me, is him, 206. You feel me? Stand up, town business. But yeah, about the questions about what's on my bucket list, well, I feel like, okay, a paradise island with Kim Kardashian and Kobe Bryant's wife. I was going to say Beyonce, but those days are numbered. So with Kim Kardashian and Vanessa Bryant stuck on an island or even on the yacht. And an 80-inch screen TV, one of the big mega yachts. I'm talking about like a $50 million yacht, big basketball courts and all that. Just frolicking around, having swinger parties, and just me and them two, period. And have them just, you know what I'm saying, in their birthday suit, just catching shrimp and lobster, you know what I'm saying, all that good stuff. Once I do that, I can die after that. You feel me? I've made it. I've done it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the Black Pete Davis in this joint. You feel me? So, besides, that's on my bucket list. I'm not going to bring up anything sentimental and vulnerable like family. Of course that. Of course I want to put moms in a 50 bedroom estate. You know what I'm saying? But who doesn't? That, let's see here. I want a big 211 steel reserve can of me. I want it to be printed and mounted on Mount Rushmore, but I want it to say Liquid Legend instead of Steel Reserve, and then I wanted to say instead of 211, say 206 for Seattle. Tattoos and stuff like that, I'm not really into that, and then all these fancy name brands. I'm not really into making the next person rich. I don't care. I'm going to start my own clothing brand. You know what I mean? I'm a leader, not a follower. You feel me? That stuff's nice, but that. And then another thing is my favorite car is that I love Cadillac. That's my favorite car, but listen. I love that 1962 Lincoln Continental, the one where JFK got assassinated in the limo back in the day. But I want the four door convertible. It's all stock, but I want to put that. I want to put the lift kit on it, and I want to put it on some 34-inch Giovannas, right? Up in the air. I want you to have mechanical stairs for me to walk up there and climb up in there, stock. But on the passenger front seat, I want the big screen TV that can talk to you and everything. That's all push screen, smart TV that curves, and then two TVs in the back seat, you know what I'm saying? So it could be up to date, riding around with the top back, you know. And as far as color, I'd have everything just white. White on white, everything. You feel me? And if not that, then and then next to that, I want a turquoise or lime green Lamborghini, right? Turquoise or matter of fact, a turquoise with some gold can with some gold flakes in it. Lamborghini, the new Aventador or something, or the new Murcielago. Pull up in the Lambo, that's a big statement. That's damn near a $750,000 car, you know what I'm saying? The newest, the latest drop top, you know what I'm saying? With all the bells and whistles, heated seats and all of that, you know what I'm saying? The Bugatti's too small. I like the Lambo. And like I said, Yapo. As far as anything else on my bucket list, I probably want to be right there when the ball drops in Times Square. Hugged up with Billie Eilish, and you know, white girls are my thing, with Billie Eilish and Chanel West Coast, all throwing up the W up under all the lights and stuff in Times Square, because that's the biggest stage in the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm an introverted times, but I'm a Pisces, I'm a shark. You feel me? And I don't be trying to be arrogant or catty, or pompous, but it just comes off that way. But you know what I'm saying? It gets lost in translation. I'm just a star. I'm a shooting star. You know what I'm saying? I'm the sun, stronger than the sun. The sun is my little homie. So yeah, those are all the things on my bucket list. But like I said, the number one thing is I want to be trapped on an island with Kim Kardashian. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's the finest woman I've ever seen in my life, and I'm holding myself to that, and she is bad. She's
I do have a bucket list, and I've been reflecting a lot, and something I would love to do would be like skydive, bungee jump. Can you believe I never even fired a paintball gun? I would love to do that. Travel, see the world, different places, and make amends with people that I may have parted with on bad terms. And I don't know, there's so much. It's just, I can't think of everything at the top of my head, but there's definitely a lot of things I want to do. And